This audio program has been produced by YBM Shisa. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in the test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now listen to the four statements. A.
They're leaving the room.
B.
They're turning on the machine.
C.
They're standing near the table.
D.
They're reading the newspaper.
Statement C.
They're standing near the table.
Is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
The man is blowing up a balloon.
B.
The man is playing an instrument.
C.
The man is tuning a guitar.
D.
The man is playing a game.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
The child is writing her homework on the board.
B.
The child is in school writing a letter.
C.
The child is writing on the ground with chalk.
D.
The child is writing in her notebook.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
The officers are standing next to their car.
B.
The officers are testifying in court.
C.
The officers are wearing uniforms. Officers are...
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
The phone is off the hook.
B.
The phone is on the floor.
C.
The phone is down the hall.
D.
The phone is ringing.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
Goods are being shipped overseas.
B.
People are boarding the ship.
C.
Votes are being counted.
D.
People are rowing boats on the pond.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
He's going down in the elevator.
B.
He's staring into a mirror.
C.
He's walking down the steps.
D.
He's working downtown.
Go on to the next page. Number 7. Look at the picture marked number 7 in your test book. A.
People are getting food from the buffet table.
B.
People are eating their lunch outside.
C.
People are shopping for food at the grocery store.
D.
People are buying food from a cart.
Number 8. Look at the picture marked number 8 in your test book. A.
They're parking a car.
B.
They're sharing an umbrella.
C.
They're talking on the phone.
D.
They're walking in the hall.
Number 9. Look at the picture marked number 9 in your test book. A.
The man is packing a suitcase.
B.
The man is wearing a backpack.
C.
The man is lifting the bag.
D.
The man is reaching into his bag.
Number 10. Look at the picture marked number 10 in your test book. A.
They're looking at the sign.
B.
They're signing some papers.
C.
They're getting information online.
D.
They're installing a sign.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and 3 responses spoken in English. They will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. For example, you will hear,
"Where is the meeting room?"
You will also hear A.
To meet the new director.
B.
It's the first room on the right.
C.
Yes, at 2 o'clock.
The best response to the question,
"Where is the meeting room?"
is choice B.
It's the first room on the right.
So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 11. Number 11.
What kind of cell phone is that?
A.
I don't have one with me.
B.
Great, I'll be waiting for it.
C.
It's a new model from Griffin.
Number 12.
Alexis missed the meeting this morning.
A.
It just ended.
B.
No, I wasn't there.
C.
Yes, that's rare for her.
Number 13.
Where should I leave the dirty dishes?
A.
Just after breakfast.
B.
On the counter is fine.
C.
Those are $8 each.
Number 14.
Have our books come in?
A.
No, not yet.
B.
No, I didn't.
C.
Yes, very often.
Number 15.
Is it time for us to leave yet?
A.
It's for 1 p.m.
B.
Yes, we should get going.
C.
I left it there for you.
Number 16.
How do you think the presentation went?
A.
I think we should both do it.
B.
I can reschedule it if you'd like.
C.
I thought it was very professional.
Number 17.
What size shoe do you wear?
A.
Usually a 6.
B.
To protect my feet.
C.
No, sorry, I don't know where they are.
Number 18.
Do you need me to pick up anything on the way home?
A.
Yes, could you get some milk?
B.
I'll give you the address.
C.
It's on 5th Street, off Grand.
Number 19.
When did your family move from Sri Lanka?
A.
I was born there.
B.
When I was 11.
C.
Just south of India.
Number 20.
Can I please get a cup of tea to go?
A.
It's faster by taxi.
B.
No, thanks. I prefer coffee.
C.
Sure, that'll be $1.10, please.
Number 21.
Who do you want as project leader?
A.
I think Jackie would do a great job.
B.
I don't have any time right now.
C.
It'll take 2 or 3 weeks.
Number 22.
Will you be paying by cash, check, or credit card?
A.
I'll pay by credit card, if that's okay.
B.
I'll get the bill right now.
C.
$4.50.
Number 23.
Could you please tell me where the nearest bus stop is?
A.
I'm getting off at the next stop.
B.
Bus fares are about to go up 15%.
C.
There's one on 10th Street, 2 blocks down.
Number 24.
The weather forecast is for rain, isn't it?
A.
Whether they do or don't, I don't care.
B.
Oh, I thought they said it'd clear up.
C.
It's on every night at 6 and 11.
Number 25.
Are these the most up-to-date figures we have?
A.
It's on May 1st this year.
B.
They've been rising steadily.
C.
Yes, they're from yesterday.
Number 26.
Do you have any duct tape with you?
A.
Yes, I have some in the car.
B.
No, I came by myself.
C.
No, we only have chickens.
Number 27.
Shall I call Jen to tell her the good news?
A.
No, I'll call her.
B.
Jen still hasn't called.
C.
Oh, when was she on the news?
Number 28.
Where are you taking Jackson for lunch?
A.
I've already eaten, thanks.
B.
Fred Reed is coming with us. Is that okay?
C.
The Equinox Cafe on 4th Street.
Number 29.
What's the score?
A.
It's tied, 1-1.
B.
It's the fourth period.
C.
It's a fish market.
Number 30.
Does this train go to Shelburne Junction?
A.
The training lasts 2 weeks.
B.
No, you stay, I'll go.
C.
Yes, it's the last stop.
Number 31.
Who do I speak to about upgrading my operating system?
A.
David and tech support handles that kind of thing.
B.
Yes, you need to have up-to-date software.
C.
I think he speaks French and Spanish.
Number 32.
What's the best time to try to see the comet?
A.
I saw it once when I was a young child.
B.
It'll be most visible just before dawn.
C.
It's in the southern sky beside Venus.
Number 33.
Who's the best programmer we have?
A.
I'd have to say John is.
B.
Frank usually has the higher sales.
C.
Susan makes the best cookies.
Number 34.
What did Gina have to say?
A.
No, she didn't have to, but she did anyway.
B.
She said she'd have to think about it.
C.
Only until 7 o'clock. Then she has to go.
Number 35.
Could you please come over here and tell me how this looks?
A.
Sure, but can it wait a second?
B.
Sorry, I'll be gone that day. C. I looked it up on the internet.
Number 36.
Why did you decide to go into nursing?
A.
When I was in college.
B.
I attended Carolina College.
C.
I like helping people.
Number 37.
When did the leak start?
A.
In the bathtub.
B.
About an hour ago.
C.
It'll be on a Monday.
Number 38.
Bill has the most seniority, doesn't he?
A.
No, I have the only one.
B.
I believe he does.
C.
I'll suggest it to him.
Number 39.
Have you seen Sylvia since she got back from Europe?
A.
I thought I saw it earlier on your desk.
B.
10 days in Paris and another 5 in southern France.
C.
Yes, and she showed me her pictures. They're great.
Number 40.
When did they raise their prices?
A.
Just last week.
B.
By $2.
C.
I noticed it too.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book.
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I have a bagel with cream cheese and coffee. Can I pay for this with a credit card?
I'm sorry. We actually have a $5 minimum for credit cards.
That's okay. Let me pick up this cookie. That'll put me over the minimum, won't it?
Yes, that's fine. Sorry about that.
Number 41.
What does the man want to purchase?
Number 42.
What does the woman tell the man?
Number 43.
Which of the following does the man decide to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
The battery on my laptop is getting low. Would you mind plugging it into that outlet next to you?
Sorry, but I'm afraid it doesn't work.
That's a problem. I didn't count on an outlet being out of order.
Don't worry. I saw an extension cord in the supply cabinet. It's long enough that you can plug it in over on the far wall.
Number 44.
What does the woman want to do?
Number 45.
What problem do the speakers have?
Number 46.
What will the woman probably do next?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mr. Nash. This is Rachel White. I'm just calling to see if you faxed me a copy of the house inspection report yet. I still haven't received it.
Yes, I faxed it. Let's see. I faxed it on Saturday night, the same day I did the inspection. I'm surprised you haven't gotten it.
Just by chance, did you fax it to my home or office? If you faxed it to my office, it might have been picked up by somebody else, by mistake.
Yes, I sent it to your office. I can't remember if I included a cover sheet or not. If you want, I can fax it to your home right now.
Number 47.
Who is the man?
Number 48.
What does the woman believe happened to the fax?
Number 49.
How does the man offer to resolve the problem? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I hear you might not be coming back to teach here next fall. Is that true?
It looks like it is. I've been picking up a lot of freelance writing work and, as you know, coming here is a long commute. It's going to be a lot easier on me if I don't have to drive so much every day.
That sounds great. Is this the technical writing you were doing on the side a few months ago?
Yes. I've actually been turning work away the last few months. I decided if there's ever a time to be self-employed, now is it.
Number 50.
What does the man want to know about the woman?
Number 51.
How does the woman describe her current job?
Number 52.
Which kind of work will the woman be doing? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
It's a big project, but I think we can write the proposal fairly quickly. How do you think we should split up the work?
Since you're involved with the strategic planning, why don't you write the first draft of the proposal? I can do the background, introduction, and cost analysis.
I'm not sure that's going to work. I'm going to need to do the costing. It's really part of the strategic planning, a major component of this proposal.
That's true. Okay, well, if you want to get me up to speed, I can help you write the proposal, but you're going to need to teach me a little about the technology.
Number 53.
What are the speakers discussing?
Number 54.
Which part of the report does the man say he will have to write?
Number 55.
Which of the following does the woman say the man is going to have to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
The label on your coat says that it's machine washable, but my experience with this type of fabric is that it's not always color fast. You'd do better to have it dry cleaned.
Oh, but that's much more expensive than simply getting it washed. What if I decide to have you wash it anyway?
We'll do it as long as you sign a consent form beforehand. We'll wash it with the utmost care, but I just want you to know, if any damage does occur, we don't want to be held responsible.
Okay, I'm willing to do that. I mean, if the manufacturer says it's machine washable, they should be responsible for any damages, don't you think?
Number 56.
What suggestion does the woman make?
Number 57.
What is the woman's concern?
Number 58.
What does the man agree to do?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Now, I hope you understand, Kate. Our law school takes a highly theoretical approach to law. You're not going to spend a lot of time studying bankruptcy or business organization here.
I understand that. It's actually what really appeals to me about your school. The research centers and special projects you're involved in.
Well, We tend to produce more academics and judges than lawyers here. Many of our graduates go on to teach law school or take judicial clerkships.
The judicial route really interests me, particularly in the area of constitutional law.
Number 59.
What does the man say about the school?
Number 60.
Which of the following does the woman say appeals to her about the school?
Number 61.
What can be inferred about the woman? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
The Historical Society has really done an impressive job compiling all these records. This is tremendous. It looks like the whole history of the county can be found in this one room.
That's the problem. We have more records than we can possibly keep track of. The whole collection is terribly disorganized. What we need is a lot more space.
I can see that. Are you looking to move the whole society to a new location? Or do you just need some room somewhere where you can store things?
We're pretty much just looking for storage space. It needs to be as fireproof as possible and have room for a safe and several file cabinets. Why, do you know of anything?
Number 62.
What does the man find impressive?
Number 63.
What does the woman say is a problem?
Number 64.
What does the woman say she wants to find? Question 65 through 67 referred to the following conversation.
I've never really understood why you're not allowed to use your cell phone in the hospital. It strikes me as a silly rule.
Most hospitals have wireless networks for equipment networking. Your cell phone can disrupt the transmissions between different equipment. That's why you're not allowed to use it in the building.
Gee, I hadn't even thought about that. I thought it was so you wouldn't disturb other patients.
Not at all. It's so you won't interrupt the communication system.
Number 65.
What are the speakers discussing?
Number 66.
What does the man say regarding cell phones?
Number 67.
What did the woman previously believe about cell phones? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
I heard that Omicron isn't going to be making black and white photographic paper anymore. Is that going to affect you at all?
Yes, very much. We're one of the few commercial photography studios that still develops black and white prints in-house. We're going to have to think hard about what to do next.
Is it time for you to switch to digital photography?
That's one idea. Before we do that, we want to see if we can find somebody else who can supply us with the paper we need.
Number 68.
What does the man say happened?
Number 69.
Which of the following best describes the woman's attitude toward the future?
Number 70.
What does the woman say her company intends to do?
Go on to the next page. Part 4. Directions. You will hear some short talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each short talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
The issue we need to make sure you clearly understand is where to make your rent payments. Every new resident gets this wrong at least once. You need to place your check in the correct drop box. Payments are to be placed in the drop box that reads Village Drop Box, not the one that reads Triad Realty Drop Box. Some people drop their rent payment in the Triad Realty Drop Box, and their payments don't get to us in time. We know it's easy to mix them up, but if you place your payment in the incorrect drop box, you could end up paying a late fee. So please pay special attention to the name on the box.
Number 71.
Who is the speaker addressing?
Number 72.
What does the speaker imply about the payment system?
Number 73.
Which of the following does the speaker advise people to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
What exactly is my job? My title is Hospital Administrator. I perform a staff management role and work directly with the hospital director. Basically, I'm responsible for all non-academic hospital services. My work does not cover the hospital's teaching activities. I have functional responsibility for organizational design, financial management, including budget development and coordination, and I directly oversee residency program administration for our 115 residents.
Number 74.
What does the speaker say about her job?
Number 75.
What does the woman say is a limitation of her job?
Number 76.
Which of the following is one of the woman's responsibilities? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
People keep asking us why we're closing. I tell them, we're not going out of business. All we are closing is our retail store. We'll still be offering both web and catalog-based sales. In fact, we're closing our store because those other venues have been so successful. Frankly, we're selling more products online than we ever managed to sell in our store, and in only a short period of time. We'll always have fond memories of our store. It is, after all, how we launched our business. But from now on, we'll focus exclusively on mail order and the web.
Number 77.
What is learned about the man's business?
Number 78.
What does the man say his business is going to do?
Number 79.
Which of the following does the man imply about his business? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Throughout the semester, you'll be required to attend presentations by other departments on campus or by special guest speakers. You are expected to take notes at these presentations. Generally, you'll be given a short quiz the day after a presentation to test your listening and note-taking ability. These presentations are mandatory parts of this class and will be used to present content you'll be tested on at the end of the semester.
Number 80.
Where does this talk take place?
Number 81.
What does the speaker tell people to do at the presentations?
Number 82.
What does the speaker say about the presentations?
Go Go on to the next page.
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
We're expecting to see a surge in funding for young companies, starting later this year. Venture capitalists have been raising money, and they need to put that capital to work. Young businesses like yours will probably see smaller initial investments than in the 1990s. The venture capitalists are going to want to make sure the companies they're investing in have a solid business plan before they firmly commit themselves. But the point is that for young entrepreneurs with small companies and big ideas, the money is going to be much easier to obtain than it has been for several years.
Number 83.
What does the speaker predict for the near future?
Number 84.
According to the speaker, what do venture capitalists want to see in a company before committing themselves?
Number 85.
How have venture capitalists changed since the 1990s? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Here's a statistic for all business owners and supervisors to think about. 85% of American employees feel underappreciated in their jobs. Think about that. Many of you give your employees cash bonuses, and these certainly have incentive value. But while money is important to your employees, research shows that what really motivates them to perform is the thoughtful, personal kind of recognition that signifies true appreciation for a job well done. A personal thank you is the most sought form of recognition, especially if it's timely and sincere. Other highly rated forms of recognition you might consider include granting employees bonus time off from an hour to a six-month sabbatical. Take time in your company to provide more of these non-monetary rewards, and you'll be surprised to find the things that have the most meaning for people tend to be the things that cost the least.
Number 86.
Who is the speaker addressing?
Number 87.
What does the speaker say is most important to employees?
Number 88.
According to the speaker, which of the following is an example of non-monetary awards that should be given to employees? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following advertisement.
Every year, millions of consumers buy a new vacuum cleaner only to discover that it isn't any better than their old one. I'm David West, and I want to prove that I have a much better vacuum, one that cleans better, lasts longer, and is much more reliable than anything you've ever used before. I'll send you my new West XL vacuum to try absolutely free for 30 days. You'll see for yourself why the West XL is the vacuum of choice for thousands of luxury hotels. Best of all, if you don't love it, just send it back.
Number 89.
What does the speaker claim about the West XL vacuum?
Number 90.
What does the speaker offer?
Number 91.
What does the speaker say is good about the West XL vacuum? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Simone. This is Sherman. I'm calling to let you know that the Ripley Theatre in downtown Montreal is looking for a female lead for Beauty and the Beast. They want somebody about your build and height who can sing and dance. Casting will be on Thursday, and I've already made the appointment for you to audition. Please prepare 16 bars of a contemporary theatre song in the style of the show. They already have your resume and picture. Just please remember to take your union card. Anyway, I think this would be an exciting role for you. Please call me back to confirm.
Number 92.
What does the speaker say he did?
Number 93.
Who is this message for?
Number 94.
What does the speaker say to take?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk.
Bamboo grows easily in our climate, and its variety makes it an interesting garden plant. But it's very invasive. To keep it from invading your neighbor's properties, you need to stop it with a concrete or metal barrier, one that's at least 8 to 10 inches high. You also have to have something to prevent the roots from going where you don't want them to go. We recommend digging a 4-foot deep trench and filling it with concrete that's 3 inches thick. Of course, another alternative is to grow it in containers. Containers allow you to control growth and to move the bamboo around your yard. And when it gets too big for the container, you can split it and repot it.
Number 95.
What does the speaker say is a problem with bamboo?
Number 96.
Which recommendation does the speaker make for planting bamboo?
Number 97.
Which of the following does the speaker not say is an advantage to growing bamboo in containers? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
Most people don't think of their voice message as a marketing tool, but it is. Always review your outgoing message. One common mistake that can lead to ineffective outgoing messages is a failure to actually listen to what you've just recorded. Every time you change your message, take a minute or two to critique it. Do you sound enthusiastic or bored? Do you include all the information that you need to and in the most effective order possible? If need be, record it several times until what you have on tape is the sort of message you want to convey to whoever may be calling. That sort of attention to detail can make a big difference, particularly to first-time callers.
Number 98.
According to the speaker, how can a voice message be used?
Number 99.
What does the speaker say is a common mistake people make with their voice messages?
Number 100.
What does the speaker advise people to do with their voice messages?
This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.